Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Cowan steals second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Broglio. White moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Banks reaches second base with a double. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-1 in the game. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. White reaches second base with a double. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verpel is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Broglio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws to second. Buchek drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Buchek. Williams scores. Gabrielson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burpell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Brock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Broglio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Butchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butchek moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to third for the out. Warwick moves to second. One out. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warwick moves to third. Flood moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to home to get Warwick. Flood moves to third. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Flood scores. Brock moves to third. Shannon moves to second. It's Cardinals, 6, Cubs, 6. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws to second. Butchek drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Butchek. Banks moves to second. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Bertel moves to third. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butchek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Butchek moves to second. Charlie James pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-4 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McCarver scores. Butchek moves to third. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 7, Cubs, 7. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gabrielson strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Cowan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowan. Groat moves to third. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buchek strikes out. One out. Julian Javier pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat scores. McCarver moves to second. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson, who is chasing the ball. Flood reaches third base with a triple. McCarver scores. Javier goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Cardinals. Lee Gregory now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 12, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Freddie Burdett. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 5 in the game. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.